Welcome to Super Sales Sunday 2019. It's been an absolutely wonderful, wonderful year, 2019. We've seen God faithfully provide for us, meet our needs, love us, keep us alive. We've just had a great year. I hope that's true of you. It's certainly true of me, certainly true of my family. So many great things have happened in our own personal lives, also in the life of the church. I hope it's true that it's been a great year for you in your cell where you are, that your relationships in your cell have been growing, that you've got new members in your cell, and that you're looking forward to, like I am, 2020. It's going to be an even better year. God is faithful. He really is faithful. Our theme for the past year, of course, was faith over fear. And we kind of kept that in our heart over the past year. And, you know, faith is a way that we live our lives. Most of us are fearful for many things that come into our lives. But God puts something inside our hearts that gives us, and that's called faith. Faith is what gives us the power to rise above the circumstances that are around us. I've had to live that way all my life. I think every one of us who live for Jesus has to live that way every way, every day of our lives. I trust you. It's been a good year for you, and that you've grown in that faith. Well, before we get into just a little bit about what next year's going to be about, 2020, I hope you have a great day today together as you sit around and listen to the message and then discuss some things and then eat together. And I hope that your relationships will grow and that God will put a fresh vision inside your hearts about what 2020 can be. Our theme for 2020 is going to be the kingdom of God first. That's our theme for 2020. We're excited about it because the kingdom of God is like faith. It's an absolute essential for us to understand if we're going to be the kind of Christians that God wants us to be. And I love the verse that is in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, and maybe that's going to be our theme for this year. Jesus said, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Do you know that Jesus' first message, the first message that Jesus preached was, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." That was the first message, and it was tied to the good news of Jesus. And then if you look throughout the New Testament, you'll see that Jesus came to help us understand the kingdom of God. He talked about the kingdom of God being inside us. And it's not just something that we inherit. It's something that lives inside us. And new birth, being born again, is being born into the kingdom of God. And our realities and our life changes. And Jesus taught throughout the New Testament, when he was talking to the disciples, he said, the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God is like, and then he would give a story and he would tell about the kingdom of God. So we're going to try to understand the kingdom of God in 2020. We're going to understand that we need to seek first the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the reign of God. It's the rule of God. It's his sovereign authority over all of life. And the kingdom of God is not only his rule, but the realm, the extent of his rule. And you and I understand that the extent of his rule is everywhere, over all the earth. God reigns. God rules. He's sovereign. He's supreme over everything. The problem with our world is that a lot of our world doesn't submit to God's supreme reign. And a lot of the world has chosen to try and take itself away from being under the rule of God. And because of that, we end up with what we have around the world: chaos, confusion, disease, disorder, death, darkness. And Jesus came to introduce again the kingdom of God so that it could become a reality in our personal lives. But also, this is so important, the kingdom of God is not just something for us personally, but the kingdom of God is something for us collectively. You know, Jesus taught us to pray. The prayer that he taught the disciples, he said, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is being done in heaven." God wants the kingdom, his sovereign rule, the lordship of Jesus to reign over not just me and you, but all of us as a city, as a nation, as a continent, the whole world. One day, the kingdoms of this world are going to become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. So there is a sense in which the kingdom of God is past. It was known through Israel. The kingdom of God is present. It's known through the church. But the kingdom of God is also going to be future when Jesus comes back and he institutes his reign over all the earth. It'll be his rule. It'll be the realm, the magnitude of his realm. But we're experiencing a bit of that now. We're experiencing that the foretaste of that right now. And we need to begin to understand this. So when Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God, he's talking about making God's rule in our lives a priority, the most important thing. And if you look at the rest of that verse, the context is about people wanting clothes, needing food, needing the basic daily necessities of life. And he said, don't look for those things first. He said, look for the kingdom of God first and everything else will fall into its place. When we have the kingdom of God in our hearts and we live according to kingdom culture, then we begin to experience shalom, wellness, the peace of God, wholeness in our lives. And that's why we're here as the church. We're here to preach and to announce and to declare the sovereignty of Jesus over our individual lives, but also the sovereignty of Jesus over our collective social lives, our community. And the world is in rebellion to that. And in much of the Western world, it's getting further away, and we've got confusion about so many things, but it's our job as God's people to not only submit to the rule of God and recognize that we are the kingdom of God, but to declare that and to announce it and to live it. And then with our lives completely, everything we set as a priority, how can I make the kingdom of God a reality right here? You know, over the past number of years, we've talked about community. And we've talked about how community needs to reflect the character of the God of the community. The character of the God of the community will become the character of the people of the community. That's why it's so important to have Jesus at the center. Jesus is the God of our society, because then the character of Jesus will become the character of the community. So if we want love instead of hate, we need to put Jesus there. The moment you take Jesus away, you begin to end up with all kinds of fighting and revenge and anger and bitterness. Jesus is holy. He does what's good. He does what's right. He does what's just. If we want goodness, if we want justice in our society, we need to put Jesus back there. What are we talking about? We're talking about the kingdom of God becoming a reality. And the kingdom of God is expressed through Jesus. When Jesus came, he came as the king of the kingdom to institute the kingdom of God now among us. And the way it's played out is through the church. The church is the living, visible representation of the kingdom of God now. And so the church is to be like Jesus. We're to love like Jesus loved. We're to be kind like Jesus was kind. We're to be considerate and patient. We're to be gracious and merciful and forgiving. We as the church are to model kingdom culture. You know, I'm an expatriate, I guess, although I've lived in Uganda all my life, and I consider myself a Ugandan. Maryland's now got a Ugandan passport, so I joke with people and say I'm married to a Ugandan. But we live here. This is our home. I'm not here to bring Canadian culture to Uganda or Western culture to Uganda. I'm here to bring kingdom culture to Uganda. Canada needs kingdom culture. England needs kingdom culture. China needs kingdom culture. Jesus culture, Jesus character. So that's going to be our theme. Our theme is going to be seek first the kingdom of God, because when we get the kingdom of God in its rightful place, we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Righteousness is our way of living, the kingdom way of living. Then everything else falls into place. We can have peace in our streets, in our homes, in our families. We can have security and prosperity, and we can have health. We can have a lot of great things that our city needs, but we're never going to get it just by electing a new political party or just getting our economy in order or trying to get our economy. We need to get back to our hearts, living out the kingdom of God in reality. So that's the theme for this year. And I'm really excited about it. And we're going to unpack the kingdom of God. It's so critical for us because the New Testament is about the kingdom of God. And our prayer is, oh God, your kingdom come. Our prayer is, let the kingdom of God rise within me. So I've got a couple of questions that maybe we can talk about for a few minutes in ourselves together before we eat or whatever we're going to do together. And the first one is I want us to ask, how did our theme last year impact my life? What was it about faith over fear that I learned? And maybe you have an illustration or an example of something good that God did in your life. Share that amongst yourselves in the cell. And then secondly, here's a couple of questions. What do you understand the kingdom of God is? What is the kingdom of God? Number two, ask yourself, how is the kingdom of God being reflected in our community already through us? And thirdly, ask, what are some of the major areas of our community where we need to be counterculture, where we need to have kingdom culture really invade? And then the last question is, how can we as a cell make that a reality right here within our community? That's four good questions for you. How were we impacted by faith over fear? What do we understand to be the kingdom of God? How is the kingdom of God being reflected through us now, through the church now? And then number four, finally, what are some of the things that we can do in this year to be countercultural, to bring the culture, the kingdom culture into our community? That's what I've got for us to ask about today. So I want to pray that you have a great time together in cell, and maybe we can pray together and then you can get started. Let's pray, shall we? Father, thank you so much for loving us the way that you do, with a perfect love, an unending love. Thank you that your plans for us are good plans. Thank you that you want us to prosper and to be in health, even as our souls prosper, as the kingdom of God lives in us, as we make the kingdom of God a priority. And as you watch from heaven, you open the windows of heaven and you pour out blessing. And we begin to align ourselves with the principles that make life really work. And our relationships get restored and our finances get in order. And our jobs and our careers, we have success in our education, all those things. Lord, you're watching. And so we pray, give us grace, give us wisdom as your people, the church, the present day manifestation of the kingdom of God, to live it out and make a difference where we live. I thank you for that. Thank you for an awesome 2019. Give us a great 2020. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a super Cell Sunday.